It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Back. Yay. Yay. We're all back.
Yay.
Let's do some scamming scammers. I'll play the music and let's see. All right. Here we go. Bing, bada boom. All right. So last week, the big development was, Lacey still did not get her money. She was complaining about her boss not paying her for a few months. And I demanded, Fake Davin demanded to meet this boss in Florida. What do you mean, pain in the ass? I'm solving problems. Yes, thank you, Joe. You get it. You know what? You know what? Trollop Helix would be on Fake Davin's dick. Okay? Let me tell you. No, because Fake Davin gets shit done. Exactly. All right. So we go to May 31st. So we've been dating. Oh, we're going on 2 months already. Yeah. So she goes, good morning, sweetie. I say, good morning. She goes, mister. I go, miss. It's weird. And then, that was it. So she said that I said good morning on May 31st. She said Mr. on June 6th.
Oh, my God.
I responded to Miss on June 6th. We took a week off.
Okay. And then you got all formal.
Yeah. She goes, how are you doing? I said, I am okay. How are you? This is June 7th now. She goes, I'm fine, baby. She goes, it's been a while. I go, it has. I go, you're like a shooting star. I just see brief bursts of light across my sky. She goes, how do I believe that? This is June 9th. God damn, we are taking breaks. June 9th, she goes, how do I believe this? I go, I think the statement speaks for itself. She goes, that's cool. You were up late tonight. I go, that's cool. You were up late tonight. She goes, yes. She says she, on June 10th, this is June 10th, so I guess we were like going into the next hours. She goes, can't sleep. I said, sorry. She said, thanks. I go, but of course you couldn't hunt for ghosts.
Oh.
Yes. So then we go to June 20th.
This is scamming in slow motion.
It really is. I go, hey, stranger. She goes, hey, man. Kind of weird, right?
Yeah. Hey, man. Like distancing.
Yeah.
Have you been traded?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I go, LOL, what an odd way for a woman to say hello.
Yeah.
She goes,
hey, man.
She goes, why? Am I a stranger to you?
That's a different person.
I go because I have not heard from you from you in a while. She goes, that's because you don't care. Uh-oh.
Trouble in paradise.
I go maybe it's you that doesn't care. June 21st. Okay, she says.
Okay.
Oh, that settled it.
done.
Glad we got together for this. I go, so you agree? She goes, take it as it gets to you. I go, this is not going well. She goes, you think so? I go, what should I think? This is awkward.
Yeah, very.
June 22nd, she says anything. I go,
she says
anything.
The word anything.
Anything.
That's like what she says.
Yes, anything. I go, how adorably vague.
Yeah, really. I don't know if it's adorable, but I understand your phraseology.
On July 3rd. July 3rd. I say, did something happen to your account? Our relationship has hit a snag since the phone card did not come.
Yes, I'd say.
July 3rd, I said, did something happen to your account? July 4th, she said, no.
Oh, boy.
I said, you disappeared. She goes, maybe. I go, good talk. She goes, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I go, you talk too much.
You dick.
She goes, LOL. How? I go, all the words. So much to say.
You know what? I might change my opinion on what's going on, because if that was somebody new, they wouldn't be so lackadaisical in, you know, in trying to get the money. You know, they'd be, hey, how you doing? Hey, how about that card? It may be the same person where it's like, all right, let me just deal with him. How you doing? Yeah, I'm great. Whoop-de-doo, you know?
It seems like she
changed my opinion on that.
It seems like she's gotten busy with somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're just like the C person.
Yeah.
And her mark, you know, that you're the... You're the customer that's not doing $100,000. You're the customer that'll put in 3 orders a year, maybe at about $10,000.
No, you know what I am?
Yeah.
You know what I am? I'm the guy who goes into Baskin Robbins and has 10 samples and buys nothing.
Yes. You're the you're like,
you might get the small sundae every 3 weeks, but you're coming in and tasting everything, you know.
So, you know, he's right about the samples and buying nothing, because he's Mr. Eye Roll. You see him coming, it's like,
Yeah, and it's like, well, I'll just talk to him briefly and get him out. I can't waste my time on this guy. So, yeah, I retract my original position that he was traded. No, I think it's same old, same old.
So, so 5 days later, July 9th, she goes, okay. I go, what is okay? She goes, what do you think she said?
They're all non sequiturs. There's no way to tell.
Okay.
Yeah, she's right.
She said, I love you.
What?
No, that's the right answer. I love you. That's always the right answer when talking to me. Always the right answer.
Wow.
And then she gives me a heart emoji. She gave me a heart emoji.
She might have had other marks
mm-hmm.
that didn't turn out as well as she wanted. And now she's like, all right, let me go back to stupid and see if I can get anything going here, and throws that out.
How dare you? How dare I'm nobody's plan C. I'm plan A, baby. How dare you?
You're such a string.
So I go, we barely speak for months and then you love me? What's going on?
Yeah.
She goes, LOL.
Oh, God.
She goes, you don't appreciate what you have until you lose it.
It's just fantastic.
Why are you laughing, stupid?
Because you didn't come back groveling. You know, she goes, I love you. What the hell is this all about? You don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it. I figured you left. You left me. Whoop-de-doo.
I know.
You weren't calling back to her. I need you. I go. You know. She go. I love you. Oh, that's nice. Oh, you don't appreciate what you know. You don't appreciate that you lose something. I think you went to hell. I don't care.
What did you lose? She said you were about to lose someone special. What do you think I said?
Oh, who's that? Okay.
Joe's close. I said who. What do you think she said?
Never mind.
Pip on the money. Never mind.
Oh my God!
Is that her? Maybe she got the wrong one, or is that the one that you get in an argument with a woman and you go, "Look, what's the matter? Nothing." I think what's going on here
is this is not going the way she planned.
You think?
Yes, I think Joe kind of hit it before. I'm not coming back groveling. It's like, son of a bitch.
Right.
I go, I never had you. You've been distant for quite some time. She goes, do you really want to have me? I go, if you really wanted me, it is something I may want. Yes.
Do you really want to have me?
Yeah, we need to keep going for our show. Yeah, we do want you.
Exactly. She goes, but you didn't make clear that you really want me. I go, I think the feeling has to be mutual. Where is all this coming from?
Yeah.
I go, and now you go silent. That's why we are where we are.
Ooh.
True.
She goes, for real? I go, yes. In mid-conversation, you vanish.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm sorry about that. She goes, the reason is that I'm not always here on Instagram. I go, yes, but in the middle of a conversation?
Yeah, really.
She goes, it happens, honey. I go,
that's not normal.
I go, I know, all the time, LOL.
Yeah.
She goes, sometimes I got to do something very urgently, and that's when I leave. I go, I'm not mad. You could let me know, though.
Yeah, I got to pee, or what I ate today is coming up on me, yeah.
Yes, because there's no way that she could come up with a more gracious answer than
No, she couldn't.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm sorry, baby. Noted.
Oh, boy. She's trying to reel your ass in. She got the bait in the water.
She goes, I'll let you know from now on, LOL.
Well, that would just be proper behavior.
Yes. She goes, how had been your day so far? And then she goes, you gone too. Okay. Good night.
You just vanished.
I did. Then I write her. I go, I'm driving, not gone. I go, did you send a voicemail? And I can't play the voicemail. She goes, no, baby, I didn't. I don't know what the fuck that was. She goes, where are you going? I had to get some supplies. Oh, you should leave a voicemail, I guess. She winks. She goes to the old scammer fallback. What have you eaten today?
Why is that such a pat question with them? I always wondered.
I don't know, because they're hungry.
I don't know, but I have to tell you that one of our listeners, one of our longtime listeners, Dunross.
Hey, Dunross.
Also, he's not listening right now. He'll probably hear this on callback, but he often asks me what I've had to eat for the day. So it's like there's some people that this is interesting.
You know what I say?
They want to know.
You know what I say? Pussy. Anyway, moving along.
No.
No, I didn't say that to her. I should have. I wish I did. I go, sandwich, how about you? Then I go, gone again. She goes, not yet. I go, concentrate on your driving. We'll talk when you get to your destination. I go, I'm done driving. And then it's the next day. She goes, hi, sweetie. I go, hi, Lacey, how are you? She goes, I'm good. And she goes, tired, had a very early show at a military base. I just got home. Oh, Christ, I remember that gig. That wasn't fun. She goes, how did it go? She goes, how did it go? I hope you killed the show. I go, it was okay. What? What'd you say?
Killed the show. Yeah, he said he did.
Yeah.
Killed the show.
I go, it was okay. Thank you. I give her a kiss. She goes, do you know how proud of you I'm? I go, I have no idea. And then I think she sent me a picture. She goes, She goes, I'm very proud of you. I go, oh, thank you, baby. I'm just doing my job. Did you vanish? She goes, maybe, baby. I go, you're more elusive than the ghosts I chase. She laughs. I go, better be careful. I will catch you in one of my traps. She goes, impossible. I go, why is that? She goes, because I'm not a ghost, so your traps wouldn't work on me. We're really having this conversation? Okay.
Well, you know what? She's being flirty. That's a better than,
yeah.
Hey, man.
No, this is the real girl. This is, well, the real person.
Yeah.
I go, oh, baby, do you think I only have one type of trap? She goes, how many types do you have? I go, just enough to catch you. Aw.
Nice.
She goes, name them.
Name them.
Oh, my God.
Name them.
Well, there's George and Regina and Peter and...
I go, you have fallen into Red Ruby Big Boobies trap. Okay.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
That's so bizarre.
She goes, haven't heard about that trap before, so I don't think it exists. I go, honey, no good hunter lets the prey know about the trap until the prey is trapped. She gives me a brown thumbs up. And then a yellow peace sign. I go, so you're cool with being trapped by me? She goes, if you're going to take care of my heart, oh, things are looking up between Fake Davin and Lacey.
Yeah, things are steaming up again.
I go, I just may. She goes, you are not sure? I go, well, I think that is something that will happen in time if we wish it to be. She goes, let's see how it goes. I go, okay, we shall, my lovely ghost. So she asked me how I'm doing today, sweetie. I go, just chilling right now. You were up early. She goes, are you recovering from the tiredness of the show? I said I was up early for it. Lots of driving, then performing in the heat, but I'm not complaining. I think I just did. She goes, what doesn't break a man only makes him better, man. So you have to be strong for our unborn creations. What the fuck?
What? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. This shit's gonna happen.
Wow.
I'm gonna fuck this whore like she's a ghost.
Wait a minute, what?
I go, unborn creations, do you have babies on the brain? She laughs. She goes, yes, beautiful babies. I go, you will have beautiful babies. She goes, yes. She goes, would you be their father? You know what? I feel good about this one, kids. By the way, we are 3 months in. Wait, April to May to June, July. We are 3 months in, and she's still not getting any money. But we're talking about having babies.
Incredible. She's trying. She's like, okay, well, does he want to be like all you know, mistered up? Is that what he wants? Does he want domesticity? Let's try that tactic.
So this is all July 11th. I go, would you want me to be their father? She goes, you shouldn't answer a question with another question, man. Clearly you don't know Jews.
This is sport.
Yeah. I go, well, I can't be their father if you did not want me to be. Oh my God. She goes, I'm out for now. Okay. Good night. She goes, good night, sweetie. I go, you did not answer, babe. She goes, okay, baby. I go, is okay the answer to being the father? She gives a smiley. She goes, I don't know. It depends on you. I go, what about me? Does it depend on? She goes, if you want to be their father. You know, this is getting good. I'm going to bag this fake bitch.
Okay.
I go, oh, wow. She goes, what's that? I go, that you would want me to be the father of your children. She puts an angel emoji. I go, how many children do you want? She said three. And she asked me. I go, I never thought I would be a father. She goes, and why, if I may ask? I go, it just never fit into my lifestyle. I'm not against it. She said, God said go into the world and multiply.
Oh, so that's his fault.
Yeah. She goes, She goes, and if your father thought that way, you thought that way, would you be here talking to me today? I go, LOL. I go, you have not gone forth and multiplied as of yet, so something must have made you not have kids yet. Turn this around on this bitch.
There we go.
She goes, because I'm yet to find my soulmate. I go, and now you think you found your soulmate? She laughs. She goes, not sure yet. I go, your pictures were gone a few minutes ago. She goes, which of my pictures? I go, all of them. And you were now as Instagrammer. So something happened to her her ID, her profile.
Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
She goes, they asked me to verify my account with my number, and I just did so. I think that's the reason. That doesn't happen to normal people.
You sure?
I don't think it does.
I don't know.
She goes, they asked me to verify my account. Yeah, that's what she said fucking twice. She goes, I go, it has happened a few times with your account. She goes, I think so. She asks how I'm doing today. I go, I'm okay. How are you? She says, I'm fine. I said, excellent. I ask her what she's doing tomorrow. She goes, nothing, just rest. I go, that's cool. July 13th, she said, happy weekend. I said, happy weekend. She asked, what are the plans for the weekend, baby? And I said, skydiving and fireworks. How about you, dear? She goes, nothing much to do. I said, go for a swim. She goes, don't feel like swimming today. I said, jog. She goes, way too hot to jog, LOL. I said, sex? She said, with who?
Way too hot to sex.
She goes, with who? I go, what are your options? And she said, sleep. No, I go, I meant your sex options, LOL. All right. I go, nice. Nice. When is that from? July 14th is this, she said, this morning. I go, cool. I did not know you had your dog with you. Oh, it was a picture of her and her dog. She goes, I do. I told you when we started talking. No, she did not.
No, she didn't.
She goes, that means you don't know anything about me. And she gives me an angry emoji.
What? I didn't tell you about the damn dog.
Yeah, she's getting her marks confused.
Yes, she did.
I go, a bit dramatic. No. She goes, then why are we talking or even considering dating? She goes, have you been playing with my feelings and taking them for granted?
Because you didn't know about her dog?
I go, don't you think this is a bit of an overreaction to me not remembering your dog is with you?
that sounds like real relationship stuff.
This is a real relationship.
Uh-huh.
Did we lose Joe?
Yeah. Say what?
Never mind.
No.
No. Okay, good. She goes, okay. She goes, what else do you know about me? I said that you like to quiz me.
Yeah.
She laughs. Of course. I go, you're a handful, LOL. She goes, thanks, sweetie, but I'm still mad at you. Then she says she's got to go. And then later on, she says, happy Sunday. And I said, you'll get over it. After all, I am awesome. I ask her where she's going. She says, to church. I ask her how it was. She says, it went fine. I asked her if her soul's been saved. She goes, yes, of course. I go, glad to hear it. What did the preacher talk about? She goes, eternal life. I said, what the fuck happened there? Hold on. I said, she goes, eternal life. I go, shit, honey, you could have just chatted with me. After all, that is my line of work.
Eternal life? What?
Yeah, I'm dealing with ghosts.
Oh, ghosts?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, sorry. I deserve that one.
She goes, She goes, you never mentioned that to me. I go, now it is you who does not remember. And you say you want to be, I go, and you say you want to be in a relationship with me? And I give her an angry emoji. She laughs. She goes, what's wrong with your face? I don't know why she's saying that.
Well, I'm always getting that.
I go, mad because you did not remember. And then she winks. And she goes, now you can see how much it hurts. I go, it is devastating. I go, I guess I'll have to let you make it up to me. She goes, make what up to you? Getting me upset. She laughs. She goes, but you got me upset first. I go, sure, but you got me upset about the afterlife. That counts twice as much. She says she's sorry. I go, okay, baby, we're good. Just remember next time you were mad at me how easily I forgave you. I turned that around quickly.
Yeah, that was good.
She goes, okay, baby. Thanks, sweetie. Gives me a kiss. I kiss her back. She says, honey.
Oh, my God, get a room.
She says, honey, can you kindly get me the card that I've been asking for over 5 months now?
She was luring you in.
I laugh. I go, we've been friendly for 5 months? She goes, just exaggerating. She goes, about 3 months now. I go, oh, well, we often don't talk for weeks at a time. She goes, yeah, when you get me upset. I go, nah, sometimes you just vanish. A relationship can't work if you just disappear when you're mad. Seems so many women I meet do that. Could be a reason why I don't get very serious with women.
Nice turnaround.
Thank you. She goes, I'm different. I go, how are you different? I have a dick. No.
That's not different.
No. She goes, because I'm me. I go. True. You are unique, but in a few ways, you are similar to what I have experienced. It is why I keep you at a distance.
Yeah, that's a good excuse.
She goes, She goes, I get. She goes, so would you get me what I asked for? Ask you now? Back to business, as Joe would say.
Yeah, I just heard Joe sigh deeply, like, oh, jeez.
Well, he just came.
Oh, I can't tell the difference anymore.
Yeah.
Bored, coming, sounds the same to me.
I go, if we get closer, I will get you that and more. She goes, and what happens now? I go, we try and see if we can get close, if you wish or not. She goes, I wish we'll get to see when I get back to the States. Okay. I go, okay, so I guess we will see where this takes us. I'm being more open to her now.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, but does that stop you from getting me the card?
Oh, God. Where's the bone? I need a bone. Can I chew on a bone? Can I have a bone? It's like, no, look over here. Can I have a bone? Oh, my God.
What do you think I say to her?
Yeah, I think you say yes.
I go, your focus on what I can give you makes me hesitant to let you in.
Oh. Nice.
She goes, the reason I ask is because I need it and I can't get it here where I'm, that's why I ask that you help me, because I'm not the type that requests for men, so if you are going to help me out, please let me know. Bitch, you asked me right, like 8 days later, stop it, please. I go, well, see, I really don't know what type you are. Once I am sure, getting you gifts will not be a problem at all.
Oh, good point.
I thought so. She goes, what do you need to be sure? A blowjob. No, I said... I said, I think it's just a feeling or naked pictures of you.
Wow.
She goes, naked pictures won't prove anything. Don't even go there.
Wow. Just like that.
No. I go, I was kidding, but naked pictures could make me lose my mind over you. She goes, and I don't want you to lose your mind because I'm still in love with you. Well, that makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
I go, still in love? I don't think that is true. You don't know me well enough for that. She goes, okay. I go, you agree? She goes, whatever you think. I go, okay. All right, that's a good place to end it.
Wow, so she really is a moody little thing.
What do you think of this one?
She's reeling you in. She came out of nowhere. She couldn't find anybody to... probably her other marks probably weren't panning out so well, so she came back to you. She's buttering you up, then she's moving in for the kill.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going the way she planned.
No, of course not.
It never does.
No. You never answer the way she's expecting.
No.
What?
No. But it was good. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, though. Here's the thing. Fake Davin has now shown more of an interest in having a relationship with her.
Yeah.
You know, before, Fake Davin was all about losing his pants.
Right. And now he's like, well, wait a minute. Well, I want to get to know you better before I go and send you presents. And whatever.
You're both trying to reel each other in.
Yes. Well, yeah,
I like it.
I'm trying to keep her interested.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Let's. We want to thank Russ.
Yes. Thanks, Russ.
Thank you, Russ, for being for constantly sponsoring us. We appreciate it,
thank
Russ Fredico.
Okay.
Sure. Laugh at Home Comedy. We actually have shit to plug. Laugh at Home Comedy this Saturday, May 2nd. Comedy in your living room. Go to laughatcomedy.com. Free tickets for essential workers. Portion of all proceeds go to St. Jude's. 8 p.m. show. I'll be there. Joe will be there. We'll have other comics.
Yep.
All headlining comics. Tickets are on sale now at laughathomecomedy.com. Me, Joe, Kevin Lee, Jim Mandrinos, Jack Wilhite. It's going to be a good time, man. It's interactive. It's on the Zoom platform. I really hope you guys check it out. It'll be fun. It'll be way better than just watching TV.
Cool.
Absolutely. And it's something to do. You need something to do. This is different. You'll have a great time.
Exactly. Exactly. Anything for you guys to say before we get out of here?
Nothing.
When you're watching this, you can see the audience. Audience, just don't forget that they can see you. So don't treat it like a Netflix and chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they don't have to turn the video on. We could do it without them seeing us.
But if they do,
yes.
Don't forget it's on.
The show will be pants optional.
Oh boy, see.
But I would like to say something. I'd like to thank everybody that was in the chat to see the live show tonight. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, chatters. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, guys.
This will be up on the Davin's End Facebook page for eternity, and the podcast will be up in a couple hours if you didn't listen to it live. Yeah, working through the night like we always do. Twas fun. Was a good time.
Good time.
But much like a Donald Trump press conference, this must end eventually, regardless of the damage we've done.
Good dueling with you, fellow Dr. Trump.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you very much.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening or watching. We'll see you next week.